This is Alan Carrington from Between the Buttons. We're at Moodle Moot 2010. With me is the founder of Moodle, a man who I've waited to talk to like this for a long time. We had a lot of noise in the last time we tried this, Martin, but Martin Dugimus, welcome, and thank you for your time.
No, I am here, really. Hello.
Yeah, we just had a lot of noise, and I apologise for that. This is part of the thing, is it's live. Tell me about Moodle. What is Moodle do? What is it about?
What is it about?
Yeah.
Well, it's a learning management system, is the word. I guess in Australia we usually call them course management systems. But it's basically software that enables teachers to manage or facilitate groups of learners to learn something online.
Right. Where are we? 460 people here, Martin. It's been an exciting 2 days. People are really, really in a buzz about this. What is it about Moodle that makes it so interesting, do you think? What's its main strength?
The main strength of Moodle, it really helps that it's based on an open source philosophy.
Nothing is free, but that means that it's a community, right?
It's free with a capital F,
right.
Which means that you have certain freedoms to use it. You're free to download it for free. You're free to use it. You're free to modify it. You're free to give it to someone else. You're free to extend it and turn it into another product if you want. And it's those freedoms that people immediately feel comfortable with.
Yep.
And that it has some longevity.
You've done an amazing job, you and your team, in developing something that's so robust that universities and institutions all over the world are prepared to risk it, go with it, you know. There's no way in the world people can say this is amateurish. So the model is solid. What's the future of Moodle?
Well, the model, yeah, just about the model, for anyone who doesn't know, I mean, we have a core group of developers who are funded to develop Moodle and based on royalties that come from companies that do services. So we have if someone does need support, that is available. And that's what helps. So it's kind of the rich paying for the poor. If people have money and need to spend it on services, that's what funds Moodle so that people who don't have money can have it for free.
Great model.
It's working really well, and everybody's happy. I mean, it's a win-win from all sides. So what was your other question?
Well, I'm really interested in the way it's tapping into collaboration.
Yep.
It is really a living example of social constructivism.
Yep.
What do you see is the possibilities for it in the future? I mean, you started, you know, everybody was just trying to get their head around 2.0 and you're starting to think about 3.
Yeah.
What's its future?
Well, I like to say I lead from the back. I let the users drive the future. I listen to what people are saying they want. On the other hand, there is a huge number of people who are still finding out about online learning. And so as a group, we're dragging those people behind us, I guess. They're still catching up with... I mean, some people still get excited that you can publish your own web page, literally.
That's very cool.
Whereas some people are way ahead and, you know, using every aspect of the internet these days, combining it into their teaching and into their collaboration.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I noticed about it this morning was that the huge take up in non-English speaking countries. That's really exciting. The idea that this is not a Western, not a white Anglo-Saxon idea. Well, it is an idea, but it's now being realised across languages and across cultures, etc. Which is the country is the biggest? I mean, USA by sheer weight of numbers. But what was the second one? Brazil? No, not Brazil.
Spain.
Spain. Why Spain?
Spain is huge. Well, Spain has government support for open source. Which is important. They've, in whole provinces in Spain, they've rolled out Linux lightweight, what do you call them, thin clients.
Right.
They can upgrade an entire state, basically, in a couple of hours, all their desktops. So massive rollouts of desktops. So
amazing.
It's all Linux, all open source. So they're quite predisposed to it. And Moodle there is very popular at all levels. And there's a lot of work going on in Spain to customise Moodle and add features that they want and so on.
Yeah, do you find that these cultures with a completely different learning history can make a lot of changes to the Moodle infrastructure or the Moodle working?
No, because the problems are the same, generally. The problems of education institutions are the same. So they all have solutions that are... Well, either we've already solved them because we had those problems, or they'll solve problems that everyone else is having, and so it will get into Moodle.
I mean, I've watched with the pure delight of a student who suddenly realised that they can pull a button down and change all the navigation into the heart language, the language of the heart, that's what I call it. But is Moodle able to translate yet, or is that something too hard? Or?
Well, the interface is already translated into 85 languages.
Right.
The content is not automatically translated, but actually someone has written a module to do that. It just puts all the content through Google.
Through the,
the Google Translator and translates on the fly.
What do you see the next 5 years doing in education? Where's it going? I mean, we still have all these people who are just starting to get on board with this, but... Web 2.0, I guess, has been the big breakthrough in social interaction, which has sort of empowered constructivism. What's the next thing?
Well, I think what most people are getting excited about is in education is the power of the internet for informal learning.
Informal.
Now, that was always around. We always had books. We always had TV. You know, you could always learn, and we always did. As a kid, you know, I'm sure all of us, we read books and... listen to the radio and all these things to learn. And now with the internet, that's gone up a real notch. Right. I mean, now you can answer any question you have pretty much instantly using your phone. You know, in a minute or two, you can have you done a Google search, you can find any video you like on YouTube. All that information is at your fingertips. So some people say, oh, this is the future, this is everything. I don't believe that. I think maybe informal learning has increased a lot, but there is still a big role for formal learning to teach people to be, you know, qualified engineers and doctors and all the professions we have that make society work. You need some sort of rigor. You need some sort of a program. You need all of those assessment structures need to be there. So there's still a role.
Yeah, you literally could have spoken for 2 or 3 hours about the feature richness of the Moodle 2.0, which is just about to go launch. What would you think would be the top five things about Moodle 2.0 that you think are the most significant for the teacher?
Well, we try
and the learner, sorry.
Well, we try and put generic tools in the hands of people for them to work out what it's for. But probably some of the major features are integrations with repositories of information. So it's almost trivial now to pull in a YouTube video or a Flickr photo or anything off the web.
That was very cool.
It's also easy to push that stuff back out. If you want to keep a portfolio of your work, you can push the stuff back out of Moodle as well very easily. The other big features in Moodle mostly affect the teachers. Well, let's talk about the teachers' experience first. There's improvements in management of people in the groups, in enrolments and groupings and so on. There's improvements in the grading processes. We've got some pretty nifty sort of grading. You can also track. You can better track what people have done and not done to get a better overview of exactly where the class is, the group is at. And you also have better control over giving students actually more ability. You can tweak how Moodle works very easily to give students teacher-like abilities. So basically to help so they can be creating the course themselves.
So, yeah. You've got to talk to us about MOOCH. I mean, that is close to the perfect acronym. What is MOOCH? MOOCH?
Yeah, and I was pretty happy with that one.
Oh, boy, and so am I. I even looked it up to make sure what it meant. You know, exactly. Yeah. And it's close to perfect. Register it, man.
Well, so we've got Moodle.org, Open Community Hub, which is Mooch.
What is a hub?
Okay, a hub is a new type of Moodle site where people can list courses for download or for enrolling in. It's basically to enable people to find template courses. If they're embarking on a new course, they can find someone else who's already written one. Or they can hook up with a whole lot of other educators in the same field.
This is going to send intellectual property in an institution through the internally hemorrhage or something.
No, I think a lot of institutions will never publish their internal courses, but it just takes one person to publish a good Physics 101 anywhere in the world, and everyone has it.
Everyone has it.
So we actually don't need that many publishers. We've got such a huge global base here.
I gotcha.
That we don't need everyone to be publishing. That's why everyone will be mooching.
Yeah. They'll be mooching, that's right. Andy, what else is there? I cut you short. Is there any other big one in Moodle 2? I'm trying to figure out.
There is a lot of there's a lot of stuff about integrating with feeds on the internet, so getting calendars and blogs and stuff into Moodle, and also getting that stuff out.
And the
Moodle
messaging
as well.
Side, the connection, connectivity.
Messaging, stuff you might sort of class it under Web 2.0, social networking kind of thing. There's a lot of attention on that stuff. It's all about increasing the numbers of ways for people to communicate.
I've been talking to Martin Dugimus from the lead Moodler.
Dugimus.
Look, I've been saying it wrong for 8 years, man. Sorry, I apologise. And it's been an absolute pleasure. This is Alan Carrington, and go to Moodle.org, the motherlode of Moodlers, and just have a look at the future. What it is, I've never noticed it before, but the sensitivity of the pad comes in from that angle. And if you're coming over the top...
I've noticed that too.
Yeah, you know that?
Yeah, it's very tuned to your finger being in that position.
Position, yeah. And okay, yeah, let me show you.